This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
I'm Charlie Hodges with Storage Switzerland. Thanks for joining us on this podcast. George Crump with us from Storage Switzerland as well. Hi, George. How are you?
Hey, Charlie. Great to be here.
Saw something that really is breaking news in our business. The Fiber Channel Industry Association announcing a development in the industry's fastest storage networking, something called a Gen 6 Fiber Channel. What is that and what does it mean?
Well, Gen 6 is the next standard in fiber channel protocols. It gives us 32 gigs of performance, as well as the potential for 128 gigs of performance. It is the next upgrade to what's called Gen 5, which is 16 gigs of performance. So it's just showing the fiber channel roadmap continuing to execute on schedule.
So does this mean just faster networking, or does it really help the bottom line in upgrading to this? Can you really save your company money?
It clearly, obviously, it's going to deliver faster bandwidth and performance. But also, it's going to enable some other capabilities that are either improvements over Gen 5 or just flat-out new capabilities. Things like forward error correction, improved energy efficiency, and certainly, of course, backward compatibility with Gen 5 and even prior generations of fiber channel.
That's one of the important things. When you upgrade, a lot of times what you had in the past doesn't work anymore. We found that with some programs that Apple put out a couple years ago that really screwed up the film and video editing program when they went to Final Cut X, and all the previous Final Cut files wouldn't work in the new upgrade. Here, this upgrade will work with the older generations, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, the infrastructure moves slowly. Your example, of course, was an application, and you know, you upgrade applications pretty quickly. Infrastructure is complicated. It is very detailed. There's a lot of it, and so you want to be able to move only as fast as you have to some degree. So the importance of backwards compatibility so you can kind of transition to each generation is really important.
And the fact that Gen 6 automatically configures to the fastest supported speed between two network points, that makes things very nice too.
What we found in prior generations of fiber channel and other networks is that people would hard set their brand new fast device at a slower speed until the rest of the network caught up, and then they would forget to go back and reset their links, and so they couldn't figure out why they were having performance problems. So the fact that it does it automatically for you saves you from having to remember a year from now to go back and upgrade that connection.
George, 32 gigs is a lot of performance. Who needs this?
Well, you know, it's probably not for everybody day one. It'll take a few years. It's going to be broadly available in 2016, so we're about 2 years away from it being broadly available. But even in 2 years, I don't think every data center is going to need that. But if you think about the way data centers are evolving and progressing, and the speed at which they're evolving and progressing, I think by 2016, there's going to be a fair amount of data centers that have very, very high levels of virtualization, very large database environments, certainly cloud providers. There's going to be a large number of companies that will be ready for the higher speed, 32 gig, when it becomes available. So I think that unlike network upgrades in the past where we were kind of ahead of the curve on performance, there's a whole lot of data centers where this is going to be just on time.
So is this ideal for people using flash and solid state?
Storage over the past 4 or 5 years has really changed, right? It's gone from the slowest thing in the infrastructure to one of the fastest things in the infrastructure. And the connection part of that infrastructure, the storage network, needs to keep pace. And clearly today, a good, well-built flash array can saturate even a Gen 5 network infrastructure. So having Gen 6 available is going to be important. I think the other important role for Gen 6 will be as it compares to server-side flash and server-side networking, where people are putting flash inside their servers because they don't want to have to deal with the latency of the storage network. Well, now we can build a storage network that's, if not as fast, almost as fast as the storage inside the server. And then, of course, you get all the benefits of a shared and optimized storage network. So it gives you really the best of both worlds. So I think that there's going to be data centers that are ready for Gen 6 the moment it arrives. And then I think there's a big market in preventing or switching people out of server-side flash and networking.
George, thanks for joining us to talk about Gen 6 fiber channel upgrades. I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on this Storage Switzerland podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.